I'd like to learn together B'siyata D'Shmaya, the Yismach Yisrael and Parshas Balak. It's a piece that really captures the whole essence. It describes the essence of what it means to be a Jew and how Hashem Baruch Hu sees us and how we should see ourselves. It's only one piece, Os Aleph. It's on page 62 in the Bamidbar section of Yismach Yisrael. Pasuk lo hibit oven b'yako v'lo ra amal b'Yisrael. Hashem elokav imo utruas melech bo. That Hashem Baruch Hu does not perceive any shortcomings, sins, iniquities by Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only is able to see the good of Klal Yisrael. Perish Rashi, lo hibid ba'averos shaban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at our averos, which is a difficult thing to understand, as he raises the question from the Sefer Parshas Drachim, who raises the question, Hiksha halo kola omra HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatron hu yivatru chayev. The Gemara in Bava Kama tells us in Daf Nun that a person who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatron, Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pay close attention, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is easygoing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quick to ignore the shortcomings of individuals. A person who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatron, yivatru chayev, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be easygoing about your life. In other words, I'll call neshamo neshama ta'alka. I'll call neshimo neshima ta'alka. For every breath of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved in our lives. So a person who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatron and that Hashem doesn't pay attention, so God forbid, for such a person, if Hashem stops paying attention to his life, he'd be dead. So what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo hibit oven b'yakov, v'lo ra amal b'yisrael, Hashem doesn't look at our averos, ki'ilu, it's not a big deal, and as if it's something that's so easily overlooked. Lekach perish hu ba'ofen acher, and therefore, many mefarshim are forced to explain the pasuk differently. But explains the Yismach Yisrael kipshuto, Rashi, whose yahrzeit is upon us, Rashi explains so simply, lo hibit ba'averos shabhan, that Hashem does not pay attention to our averos, and how can that be? Ulam ba'emes divrei Rashi, zal lekucha mimedrash chazis, it seems that the words of Rashi are based on the words of the Medrash Chazis, which is another name for the Medrash Rabba on Shir HaShirim, on the pasuk kol dodi hineze ba, Omri Yisrael l'Moshe, Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a simple shayla when it comes to geula. Heich anu negalim, how could we possibly be saved from Mitzrayim? V'chol Mitzrayim etu nefes mei avodah zarah shalanu, v'ato mer kol dodi. Mitzrayim is filthy from our avodah zarah. And you say, kol dodi hineza, but look, Hashem's coming to save you, Hashem's going to select you. Mamish, you could hardly tell the difference between a Jew and a Mitzri in Mitzrayim. We're on the 49th level of Toma. They couldn't fathom that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would want to save them. Amar lehem Moshe, ha'ol v'hu chafetz b'gulaschem, einu mabit b'avodah zarah shalachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to save you, and because Hashem wants to redeem you, Hashem doesn't pay attention to your avodah zarah. Rather, as the pasuk says, ela midaleg ala harim ve'ein harim u'gvaos ala avodah zarah. Hashem passes over the mountains, he skips over the tall places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooks our avodah zarah. Hare da'af al chet avodah zarah vitar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi is certainly well-grounded in Chazal, where Chazal say that Hashem is willing to forgive and to ignore, more than forgive, not just forgive, to ignore the shortcomings of a chet of Avodah Zarah. So what's the pshat? It doesn't seem fair. It seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us favoritism, as the angels complained in the Gemara in Brachos, I believe it's on Daf Chaf. What's the pshat? How could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater, if again, like the Parshas Drachim raised the question in Bava Kama, the Gemara in Bava Kama says that Hashem is not a vatron. Hashem is not someone who's so quick to overlook things. Ela emes hu kein. But the reason that it's so is ka'asher ish Yisrael goneach v'tzoek mikiras libo l'Hashem Yisparach. Because you have to understand the inner essence of every single Jewish soul, that when a Jew cries out and screams to Hashem from the depth of his being, please Hashem help me, have rachmanas on me because I don't even know how to help myself, shirachim alav lo tziu meresha seyitzahara harotza lapilu lever shachas, I'm so enmeshed and so entangled in the traps of the Yitzhahara, I don't know how to get myself out of the hell in which I'm living. Ulam liyos ki poel adam yeshulam lo. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to repay a person for that feeling. Me'avonos she'asa nivro mekachkim mazikim rachman aletzlan. At the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acknowledges the fact that my averos have to be accounted for, have to be paid for as well. That from every sin, a mekachrig, a negative force, a malach whose mazik is created, like it says in Pirkei Avos. Every avera that a person does, it creates a makatrik. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu save us from this trap? How do we save ourselves from this trap? And I feel that I'm blocked out because of this web of entanglement of the Yitzhahara. of these makatrikim, I can't even bring myself to do tshuva, but I'm crying to Hashem, I want so badly to do tshuva. I just can't because of all my shortcomings and all the bad mistakes of my past. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Hashem lo hibit oven v'yakov. Hashem looks past that. And Hashem looks at the core of who a yid is. Azai HaKadosh Baruch Hu shu tzofa umapit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Kiviyachal, his x-ray vision, is able to look b'chedri halev uvochin klayos v'lev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, like we say in the davening of the Yom Noram, Hashem is gola amukos badin. It doesn't just mean that Hashem looks deep and sees the averos that we do in secrecy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks even deeper than that and sees the essence of our souls. Hashem looks to the depths of our heart, to the klayos v'lev, to our kidneys, to our kishkas. Kasher hu mabit l'pnimius lev ish ha-yisraeli. And when Hashem looks deep inside of a yid, azai miyad nechshav lo ki'ilu asa tshuva b'pawal. Even though on the surface this Jew is still struggling to find the words and to find the actions and to find the way back to Hashem, he can't find the path because he's so enmeshed again in his yitzahara and his averos. But Hashem looks deep inside and sees this Jew so badly, mikiras liba, wants to be connected to me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the ratzon is so strong that ki'ilu, it's already been achieved. Ki akol chveitzim liyira, because everyone desires yiras Hashem, yiras Shemayim, wants to be close to Hashem. Haynu ki bepnimius levavim v'nafshim choshek lalos amakor mechsev asa, because in the depth of every Jewish heart and soul, there's a desire to attach oneself to the makor, to the makor mayim chayim, to the source of all life, to the chaya chayim, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. As the Rambam brings lahalacha in the second parak of Hilchos Gerish, and a well-known Rambam, a remarkable Rambam, really based on a Mishnah in the ninth parak of Maseches Gittin, gabe get meusa, when it comes to a get that was given through coercion. The Rambam tells us that if you force someone to give a get, and he declares, rotze ani, I want to give the get is kosher. And the Rambam raises the question, how could such a get be kosher? A get that's given through coercion is not a kosher get. The fact that you beat him up to say the magic phrase, rotze ani, I want to give the get, is that really his ratzon? And the Rambam, in a magnificent, poetic, and deeply chassidish teaching, the Rambam writes in the second parak, the end of the second parak of Hilchos Gerishin, that yes, that is what he wants. Because deep down inside, that's what he wants. And therefore, when we squeeze the Yetzirah out of him, so to speak, we force him to come back to his essence, to his true self. And therefore, when he declares under duress, Rotze ani, that's what I want, it's not seen as duress. It's not seen as coercion. It's seen as the emistic expression of who he is and what he wants. And that's the pshat in our pasuk. That's what Rashi is revealing to us. That's what the Torah is revealing to us. V'zehu perish lo hibit oven b'yakov. Hashem does not recognize the shortcomings of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Haynu b'toch pnimius levavim shel Yaakov. Hashem looks into the inner essence of Yaakov. V'lo ra'a amo b'Yisrael. And Hashem doesn't see any of the shortcomings by Yisrael. Haynu b'pnimius levavim. Again, says the Yismach Yisrael. In the pnimius halev, there's nothing other than what? Than the essence of a Jew, which is good. Mamish good. You know why? The pasuk explains, Hashem elokav imo. Because the essence of every Jew is the chelak elokam imal, using the phrase from Sefer Iov, the chelak elokam imal mamish, as the Baal Tanya explains, the divine spark within a Jew, which is a piece of Hashem kevyachol, and a piece of Hashem is entirely pure, and nothing in the world can make it dirty. Haynu ki bepnimius neshmasam hu chelak elokai imal, masha ein kein umas haolam, as opposed to the nations of the world. Why is this unique to Klal Yisrael? Because the Jewish essence is God Himself, bonam atem l'Hashem elokeichem. But by the Umos HaOlam, where they're a bit more human, albeit created B'Tzelem Elokim, but because they're more human, their essence is not exactly the same. Asher gam pnimius levavam hu shachur, where their inner essence is not the light of Elokus, but is darkened by the physical reality of this world. And as the Navi says in Yirmiyah, v'hayafoch kushi oro, can a kushi change his skin? Could the essence of the Umos HaOlam, which is black, could it be turned white? Cannot be. Lachin ein mobil tshuva l'umas ha'olam. And therefore the Medrash says that tshuva doesn't work for the umas ha'olam. Of course, you'll ask Akasha, what about Nineveh? Yonah comes to the non-Jewish city of Nineveh and they seem to undergo a tremendous tshuva revolution over there. But of course, what it means, what Chazal are revealing to us in that Medrash, is that the way that tshuva works for the umas ha'olam is very different than the way that tshuva works for Yid. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to look at a Jew's essence. Ki tshuva hu shiyashuva pnimius levavo. Because what does tshuva mean? What are we returning to? We're returning to our essential self, to the pnimius halev. So what is the pnimius that a Jew is returning to? He's returning to his chelak alokam imal. V'zehu rak b'Yisrael shapnimis levavo v'chelak Yaakov asher b'kirbo hu naki mikol sigu pagam. To return to that inner essence, which is pure, because it is the chelak elokam imal, is what allows tshuva to take place by a Jew. Kasher hogel zos Yaakov avinu b'tfilaso. And this is in fact what Yaakov avinu hinted to in his tefillah. B'sodam al tavo nafshi, b'ka'alam al techad kvodi. When Yaakov says about Shimon and Levi and the negative choices that they made, and Yaakov says, I don't want to be a part of it. And he's also reflecting, of course, Adas Korach, which will come in the future from Shevet Levi. Peirush Rashi, Kishi Yakil Korach es kol ha'edom, and Korach and his rabble-rousers will challenge Moshe and Aaron. Al yisyached imahem shemi. Yaakov says, I don't want my name to be a part of it. What does that mean? He's Korach, he's Ben Yitzhar, he's Ben Kahas, he's Ben Levi, but he's not called Ben Yaakov. Ah, lefi pshuto davar zehu mekoshe havana. Says the Yismach Yisrael, it's very sweet. Yaakov doesn't want his name to be mentioned by the machlokas of Korach v'Adaso. But let's be honest, everyone knows that Levi comes from Yaakov. So you could only write Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi and stop right there. But says the Yismach Yisrael, everyone knows who's next in line. Maho b'zeshalo nizkar shema. How does it help to not mention Yaakov's name? V'halo zil kare b'ravhu. Shalevi hu ben Yaakov. Every school student, every child knows that Yaakov is the father of Levi. So Yaakov doesn't want his name in the papers. Everyone's going to figure it out, unfortunately, who Korach comes from. What's the pshat? Al pipnimius. El ha-peirish hu. Rather, Yaakov Avinu understood and requested and begged Hashem, shebikish, that Yaakov requested, that at a time a Jew makes a really bad choice, like Korach v'Adaso. There's a halacha, there's a pasuk in Chumash, there's a mitzvah, not to be like Korach v'Adaso. You forget that it's one of the 613 mitzvahs, according to many of the Moneh HaMitzvahs. Rather, Yaakov requested Shabashas Hachet Lo Yiga Hachet Ba'atmius Ubnimus Levavim. Yaakov was saying, everyone knows, of course, Levi comes from Yaakov, and Korach, therefore, comes from Yaakov. But Yaakov requested that the Chet, as deep as it goes, it shouldn't touch that Chelek of Yaakov inside. Hainu Bechelek Yaakov Asher Bekerav Levavim. That even a Jew at his worst, it doesn't touch the inner essence of the Jew. It doesn't touch the chelek of Yaakov inside of a Jew. Ki Yaakov avinu olav ha-shalom hu bria chatichon ha-yotze mikotze la-kotze. Because Yaakov represents that inner beam, the inner essence of a Jew, as the Zohar says, which stretches the bria chatichon, the middle beam, the central beam, which upholds the whole building, which stretches from one end to the other, betoch klalus Yisrael. Yaakov is bechir shabavos, the finest, the choicest of avos. We're not called b'nei Avram, we're not called b'nei Yitzchak. We're called b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yaakov. Yaakov davened that the chet of Klal Yisrael shouldn't touch that chelek of Yaakov within a Jew. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu signed off on it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yaakov, you're saying good. Because when a Jew does an Aveira, it doesn't reach so deep. There is a point within that remains pure and untainted. Like Chazal say in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalet, Amud Aleph, one of the most important Gemaras. Even when a Jew sins, he's still a Yisrael. And you are in both directions. On the one hand, we know from the Ramban that Yaakov represents a lower name of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael represents a higher name of Klal Yisrael. So you could say it in both directions. You could say, Aval Pichachat Yisrael, that even when a Jew does lowly Averos Yisrael, he's still the elevated Yisrael, the higher name of Klal Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu also davened when he said, I don't want Korach to be associated with Yaakov. I want that even the Chelek of Yaakov should be untainted. The lower chelek should also, the lower name of Klal Yisrael, should also remain free of sin. Because Yaakov and Yisrael, they both remain free of sin. It's the inner essence of who we are. It's a name that Klal Yisrael maintains despite the bad choices we make throughout history. Hainu chelek Yaakov asher bekirbo lochata. He's going back and forth between Yaakov and Yisrael, but again, I think he's highlighting that both aspects of Yaakov and Yisrael remain free of sin. Vayedeza yuchol. Lizko is called Echad Yisrael, b'chol madrega shu'omei, therefore every Jew is able to be zocha, wherever he finds himself, yihiyah eich shihiyah, whatever he has done. Again, God forbid to learn a sefer like this and to become casual about averos. That's not at all what Sefer Chassidus are doing for us. But they're giving us a way that after the fact, afal pi shechata, yes, the metzias is, we sometimes make mistakes, really bad mistakes. Nonetheless, a Jew has to believe that he's able to rebuild wherever he's coming from. Yuchalizkos the tshuva, he's zoicha, he's able to come to tshuva because it's a return to the inner essence of himself. Vizehu lohibit oven biyakov. And that's what makes this pasuk such a special pasuk in Parshas Balak. Lohibit oven biyakov. Hashem says, when I look at the essence of Yaakov, I don't see averos. on the surface, of course, there are a lot of averos and we have a lot of cleaning up to do. But we have to always remember the inner essence of ourselves that remains pure despite every single thing that we've done. Ki b'chelek Yaakov be'emes ein shum shemetz upagam mechet chalila. The inner point remains completely untainted. We should be zochet to see ourselves in this way. Again, never chas v'shalom to become casual about tshuva and to give ourselves a free pass. We have to do tshuva very seriously. And there are halachos of how one engages in the process of tshuva. Learn the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva and we'll know very clearly what Chazal had in mind and what Halacha Lamaisa tells us, what the tshuva process is meant to look like. But at the same time, to never, ever, ever give up on the Jew, to never give up on ourselves, to realize that Hashem has a unique ability to see us in a way that is so deep, that is so pure, that is so innocent, and to mirtz Hashem to build on that in the seek every day of our life with Kutshu B'richu.